Our show on CKLU 96.7 FM. I'm your host, Robert Kerwin, and we're coming to you this afternoon from the campus of Laurentian University in Sudbury. Today we have an open show, and we've been taking a couple of questions that have been sent in by our listeners. Third question that's been sent in comes from a young teacher who's just starting out on her career. Teachers start back on Wednesday here in the Sudbury area. This young teacher is at home listening to the show and decided to send in an email. She says that she stays awake at night wondering how she will ever make a difference as an individual teacher. She has 24 children in her class, and she feels that no matter what she does or how good a teacher she is, she's only one person and she won't make much of a difference in the long run. I like working with young teachers and people in teachers' college. As a matter of fact, in my tutoring agency, most of the instructors that I have are attending one of the two teachers' colleges here, the schools of education on Laurentian University's campus, the French College and the English College. So I love when I have a chance to talk to young teachers and people who are interested in the profession. So for this teacher and for all other teachers who are out there and who are thinking that, you know, no matter how good a job they do or what they end up accomplishing in their class, they are going to be meeting so few students that they're not going to make a difference. I just want to share some thoughts about what making a difference is all about. I want to start by quoting something that a gentleman by the name of Leo Rosten once said. It's one of my favorite quotes. The purpose of life is to matter, to count, to stand for something, to have it make some difference that we lived at all. I love that quote. The purpose of life is to matter, to count, to stand for something, to have it make some difference that we lived at all. I think all teachers will agree that Leo Rosten's quotation says it all. This is our purpose in life, no matter whether you're a teacher or a parent or whatever field you happen to be in. To make a difference in the lives of others. I've taken on many roles during my own life. A husband, a parent, a teacher, a son, a brother, a friend. No matter what hat I wore, I look back on my life and I like to think that I have made a difference in the lives of the people I've touched. And now in my role as a professional learning coach and as a new trustee with the Rainbow District School Board, I'm convinced that this is what living life to the fullest is all about. Life is all about discovery, finding hidden talents and interests, experiencing all there is about life so that you can make wise decisions as you grow and develop into a mature, responsible individual. That should be the purpose of education. It's about learning who you are and becoming true to yourself so that you can fulfill your dreams and enjoy a career in which you can find satisfaction and happiness, not only in your work, but in every aspect of your life. I'd like to share a little story with you that will express exactly how I feel about my role as a professional learning coach. I know I'm only one person, just like the teacher who was sent in the question. And it's going to be hard to change the world. But I think you'll soon see why this is one of my favorite stories of all time and why I return to this story often for inspiration. It's called The Star Thrower, and it's written by Lauren Isley. Her story has been told and retold so many times that I'm sure it would be next to impossible to find the original version. But the story goes something like this. Once upon a time, there was an old man who used to go to the ocean to walk along the beach and enjoy the waves crashing upon the rocks. Early one morning, he was walking along the shore by himself. As he looked down the deserted beach, he saw a human figure in the distance. As he got closer to the stranger, he saw that it was a young teenage boy. The boy was reaching down to the sand, picking up something and very gently throwing it into the ocean. As the old man got closer, he yelled out, "Good morning, young fellow. What are you doing?" The teenager paused, looked up, and replied, "Throwing starfish back in the ocean." "Why on earth are you doing that?" asked the old man. The boy replied, "Because the sun is up and the tide is out. And if I don't throw them in, they'll die." The old man looked at the teenager in disbelief and said, "But the beach goes on for miles and miles, and there are starfish all along it. You can't possibly make a difference." The young boy listened politely, then bent down, picked up another starfish, and threw it into the ocean, past the breaking waves. And then he said, "It made a difference for that one." And then the very wise young boy continued on his way down the beach, bending down and throwing starfish after starfish back into the ocean. "Whenever I feel like I'm up against tremendous odds and that my efforts are hopeless in the larger scheme of things, I think about the starfish thrower. I would advise every teacher to make a copy of this story and keep it somewhere handy so that every time you wonder about whether it's worth the effort, you look at it. If you want a copy of the story, you can go to my website, thelearningclinic.ca, go to the radio show section, and you will find a copy of this, the story on that page. We've all been gifted with the ability to make a difference. You have to accept that. We've all been gifted with the ability to make a difference. It's just like Leo Rolston stated in the title. The purpose of life is to matter, to count, to stand for something, to have it make some difference that we lived at all. It's my personal belief that there is something very special in each and every one of us. It's also my belief that it is our responsibility as human beings to reach out to the people who come into our life and make a difference by sharing those special gifts. And the wonderful thing is that we can all accomplish this with very little effort. You may not be able to change the world, and you may not be able to make a difference to everyone, but you certainly can make a difference to most of the students you meet. And that's the message I wanted to get across to that young teacher just starting out in her career who sent me the email this afternoon. Thank you for your question. You're listening to The Learning Clinic on CKLU 96.7 FM.
Morning, he brought my letter back. He wrote upon it.